I'm in charge. Oh, I wasn't sure. It seems to be lost. Oh. Dr. Brundage, isn't so?
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Flowers. Good morning, Mr. Dyna. Welcome to the Continuing Education Committee meeting. I'd like to go ahead and call the committee meeting to order. Today is March 24, 2020. The time is 7:31 a.m. and this is the telephonic meeting of the Continuing Education Committee meeting. Ms. Polk, could you do the roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Malott?
Here.
Dr. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Dynar?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Poe and others who helped put the materials together. I really, really wanted to express my appreciation for, and that came from you, Ms. Poe, the memorandum related to the preliminary review. You made our life very easy, so thank you so much for that.
My pleasure.
So I'd like to move to the next item. I don't think Mr. Dynar can participate in item number 3 since he was not present at the October 25th, 2019. But since we have both myself and Dr. Flowers, we do have a quorum to approve those minutes. However, while I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes, do I hear a motion? And then we can talk about it.
Yes, I move that they be approved.
I will second, but I do have some changes. One of the things I noticed in the meeting is there were names missing. Did you notice that, Dr. Flowers?
I guess I didn't take a close enough look.
So the reason why I noticed, because I'm, you know, is like when I was looking back to the minutes for some of the names to see what we said was missing, and then I was looking at Ms. Poe's memorandum, I couldn't find names back and forth. So,
Madam Chair, there are a few licensees on this agenda that were from the, they supplied materials that were from the previous meeting, not the October 25th one. There were about maybe 6 individuals that are on agenda that were from the previous meeting. I can't remember the data, but I think September, August.
I should know better. You guys are so good at doing minutes. I'm like, where is Ms. Posta and yeah, and then Dr. Eric Johnson and Frank Powers. And I recognized the name, but I was like wondering what was, okay. Okay, so then we're good. Thank you for clarifying that. Since we have a motion and a second, I'll go ahead and call for a vote. Everyone in favor of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, aye. We have no
Dr. Malott, if I may, this is Adi. I was recused from the approval of the minutes because I think I wasn't, because I wasn't present for that. I mean, I think abundance of caution dictates that I should recuse. But as you mentioned, the committee has quorum, so I would register my vote as recusal. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dyna. We will, so we do have enough votes to approve the minutes, so the meeting minutes are approved, and we will now move on to item number 4. The item number 4 is review, discussion, and possible action regarding oddities responses to continuing education deficiencies. I know, Mr. Dyna, you have been briefed by both staff on how the CEC runs. And but I thought maybe I would also like this to be a, you know, an opportunity for you to ask questions regarding CECs and how we review the results. Most of the CE submitted it by candidates. They are given information on how many they need to get done. We do have some mandatory CEs in certain areas such as ethics, and domestic violence and child abuse. And we do have a substantive policy statement indicating for this cycle that some CEs that were completed in the previous cycle could be applied as long as they were not used for this cycle. And the reason we did that was because we went through a transition and we moved from every 2 years to your birth year, whether you were born in an odd or even year. One of the things that we look for when we look at CEs is whether they are from APA approved or some kind of approval agency, so we know that they meet the guidelines. Our statutes are very, our rules are very clear as to what we expect from CEs. So a few years ago, myself, Dr. Bohansky, and I think another board member worked through it, and we really put a lot of clarification, which helps our licensees you know, really comply with the CEs. We also dropped our CEs from 60 to 40. We used to require 40, what was called a higher level of CEs, and 20, that was like a level two. And then we dropped the level two because to bring us in to be consistent with other states, we looked at every other state in the U.S. and our jurisdictions, and we were one of two that was requiring 60. The average was around 40, so now we are more consistent with other states. And so now we also submit our CEs electronically, which has really helped increase compliance rates. So they've really cleaned it up, and our CEs look pretty good. So that's just a brief overview that I wanted to give. I know you're probably familiar with all that because you met with both staff, but just want to ask you if you had any questions.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Malott. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I did sit down with staff to go over, you know, how the CE committee and other committees work. And I also appreciate you giving me, you know, some of the historical background, which I did not know before you mentioned it. So thank you to you, Dr. Malott, and thank you to our staff and our executive director.
Okay. So, Dr. Flowers, I just want to thank you for your work in uploading all those. You filled out the documents again. I checked with both staff because I did not fill out those documents, and both staff said I had the option of either doing it or just sharing my recommendations for the ones I reviewed in depth at this meeting. So you always do great work, Dr. Flowers, and I appreciate that.
Oh, well. Oh, thank you.
You set a new standard for all of us, but I did not follow your standard this time.
Well, but you met the standard that was needed, so that's all that bottom line is meant.
Yes. These are extremely busy times, and it's amazing all the things that are going on right now. So let's go through each of the applicants, and you know, we can just do a very brief overview and indicate what your opinion is. I'll go ahead and get started. So the first licensee oddity is one that was assigned to me. And anytime you have a question, Mr. Dina, please feel free to chime in. The first one is Dr. David McIntyre. Submitted new CEs for consideration in ethics and DV, 3 and 2 that was requested of him, and they all appear to be great, and I have no problems with his application, with his submission, sorry. You want to go next?
Yes, Dr. Reimer, the question on hers was she wanted to roll over some CEs from the previous cycle, and so we asked that she submit documentation. She had enough to roll over, and she did that, and it appears to meet the requirements.
Okay. Dr. Emily Poster submitted 2 new CEs, 1 in ethics and 1 in domestic violence child abuse. they were missing from the previous ones. Anyway, she just submitted new ones, which is also fairly typical, Mr. Dinow. Sometimes we say, can you submit more clarification? We're not sure. And most of our licensees will just go ahead and do new CEs just, you know, to be really safe. And it's appreciated by us because it's very easy to approve them. So I had no problems with Dr. Poster.
Okay, then moving on to Dr. Johnson. There were some deficiencies noted. And so what he did was he completed an additional 8 hours of CEs in 2019 in order to make up for the deficiency in the previous submission. And so with those additional hours, he meets the requirements.
And Dr. Frank Powers had indicated that he was deficient in one CE in ethics when he did his calculations. So we gave him the opportunity to redo it, and he did do a new CE in ethics, and it all looks good.
And moving on to Dr. Messer, she also wanted to carry over some CEs from the previous cycle. She provided documentation and you know, indicating that she indeed did have the extra one she needed, and so that one is also now in compliance.
Okay. The next one is Dr. John Denbauer, who's very familiar to all of us. Dr. John Denbauer has submitted some documentation to account for CEs, but they were not the standard documentation that the committee expects to see. We talk about receiving CE certificates, and he submitted like payment receipts and things like that, so we asked him to resubmit it with all his certificates. Dr. Denbauer did submit CEs with all of the requirements needed, which I was very glad to see, and he more than met the requirements for the CEs for this cycle. And so, you know, I counted about 61 hours of certificates. He needed 26.5. Yeah, so, and I think he might have had additional ones that he needed to do because of other circumstances, but he definitely met the requirements. I saw certificates for every single one, and I added them up, and it looks good. So he meets continuing ed requirement.
Sounds good. And then moving on to Dr. Robbins, she had a deficiency of 5 3/4 hours in CEs. But she was able to do additional in 2019 to meet the requirements.
Okay. Dr. Justin Smith is our next one. He, and I'm going to just speak a little bit more about him for Mr. Dinah's information, knowledge. So university faculty can often submit coursework that they've taught in the area of psychology, you know, related to licensing, and they can use that to count. However, in order for it to count, they need to submit a letter from a department chair, the supervisor, to verify that they did indeed teach the class and the content, they can use syllabi and things like that. Dr. Smith decided to use the classes that he taught at the Phoenix Seminary, and he submitted course syllabi. And he responded saying, I am the department chair, so what do I do? And he said, do I write my own letter? I thought that was kind of funny. But then he did offer a solution. He said, could the registrar write a letter indicating? In some colleges, such as mine, you know, I'm the dean, I would step in if the chair cannot write their own letter. But in seminary, the registrar, the board staff responded, said, please submit the letter by the registrar, which I am really glad you all did, because I would not have accepted a letter from him, on him. And he submitted CEs. I looked at the syllabi. They did cover content related to DV child abuse. And obviously, teaching a class is way more CE, you know, way more time than what he was required to submit. So it met his additional non-specific CEs that he needed as well. So he does appear to meet the requirements, and I have no problems with the letter from the registrar.
Yes, it's one of those that I found there's an element of comedy to the whole thing, you know, but
yeah.
I read and I thought, good grief, he wrote his own letter, and I thought, well, what else could he do? And I thought, well, it's good. Normally the registrar would, why on earth would that person give a letter? And I thought, well, it makes perfect sense because this is a very unique situation, but it did look, at the end of the day, it looked like it took care of the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to Dr. Munoz. He completed he didn't have enough CE for in domestic violence, but he went ahead and completed additional within the 90 days of the letter of deficiency. So that meets requirements as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Dr. Lily Weiss actually had requested an extension. She was traveling and needed a little additional time, which we did approve, but asked her to submit all her CEs by the 90 days. She did submit all of the 90 days, and she submitted certificates from the last renewal cycle because she was using some of the carryover CEs that she's allowed to do. So she had the CEs plus the carryover CEs, and she included additional stuff from the University of Arizona College of Medicine, and so in all she did appear to meet the requirements.
And moving on to Dr. Buckman, after she received the letter of deficiency, she completed the additional 4 hours needed to take care of the deficiency. So she appears to be in compliance now as well.
Okay. Okay, you have the next one too.
Oh, okay. And moving on to Dr. Gavin, she also received a letter of deficiency in regards to not enough ethics CEUs. But she went ahead and completed what was needed to deal with the deficiency. So that one is also good now.
I'd like to just pause here. Dr. Gavin is somebody that I recuse myself. She works at NAU and is a friend of mine, former student, lots of different connections. So because she's a lone candidate in here, I think we could just go ahead and make the motion and get Mr. Dinah to second it, and we can approve Megan Gavin separately, and we make a motion at the end for the rest.
Okay, sounds good.
Need to go ahead and
then I guess Dr. Hamrick, next one?
No, go ahead and let's deal with Megan Gavin. You can
I make a motion that that the completion of her CEUs is adequate with the additional work that she's done.
Dinah, second.
Go ahead and call the question, Doctor.
Oh, okay. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
And I recuse.
Okay, and one, so it motion passes with one recusal.
Okay. Go ahead, Dr. Fowler.
Okay, then moving on to Dr. Hamrick. She also received a letter of deficiency, but she completed the additional CEUs within 90 days of the letter of deficiency. So that takes care of the problem as well.
Okay. Next one is Dr. Patricia Harrison Monroe. She submitted additional documentation that CEs claim for 1C in DV and 1.3 in ethics. She got a letter from the conference organizer, which references the panel that she participated, but she also went ahead and did new CEs in domestic violence in case we didn't care for that particular way of meeting the CE requirements. So she took care of it on both ends, and so she definitely meets the requirements.
Okay, sounds good. And moving on to Dr. Carlson. She had requested an extension of time to get her CEUs done. And within that extension, she completed what was needed. So she is in compliance as well.
Okay, Dr. Sarah Edmonds submitted additional documentation to support the course that she took in power relationship in psychotherapy to meet the half credit requirement claimed in ethics. Initially, Mr. Dynav, and she submitted that certificate, and she said it was for ethics. There was no detail provided, so we couldn't tell even from the title that it was tied to ethics. So we asked for more details in terms of a syllabus or something, and so she did submit that, and it was, you know, there was clear documentation within that document regarding ethics. So so she does meet the requirement, and I'm good with her submission.
Okay, that sounds good. And then moving on to Dr. Nickerson, what happened was she, the hours that she submitted were completed following the renewal cycle, but she also provided documentation regarding a course called Your Energy Codes to document that it was acceptable. And so with those two things in mind, she also meets requirements.
Yes. Dr. William Bieber basically was using CEs that he completed in the last cycle, but there was no way for us to verify that he had indeed, those were in excess of the CEs that he needed for the previous cycle. So we asked him to submit all his certificates from the last renewal cycle to provide us with proof that indeed he had excess hours that he could use for this cycle. He did submit all his certificates from the last renewal cycle, and he had additional hours, and we were able to verify, and so he does meet the requirement, and the courses that he submitted that were in excess does meet our requirements. And again, Mr. Dyna, all licensees are expected by statute and rule to save their CEs for two cycles, if I'm not mistaken. So they cannot say, well, that was old, it's gone. They have to save that for at least two cycles in case of an audit. So, and he did indeed have it saved. So.
Okay, then moving on to Dr. Considine. Dr. Considine requested an extension as far as submitting documentation, and that was approved, and she did provide documentation to show compliance with the CE requirements. So that one is also good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that completes all of the cases. Are there any questions, concerns before I ask for a motion to approve all but Dr. Gavin, since she's already approved?
Well, just a comment. This, to me, seemed very streamlined and not controversial. It was very nice.
yeah. You know, our licensees, I think, you know, because we don't have that level two or whatever that was called, and it's made our CE review so much more clearer, and it, both staff have done a wonderful job.
Yes, it all helped.
Yeah. So do I hear a motion to approve all of the candidates we discussed, with the exception of Dr. Gavin, since we already approved her?
Yes, I so move.
Do I hear a second? Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve all of the candidates listed as stated earlier. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, motion approved. We have no nays or recusals, so we're good there. And that concludes this item number four. So that takes us to item number five, new agenda items for future meetings. Do I hear any suggestions for new agenda items?
I can't think of any. I think the system is working.
Yeah, system is working. Mr. Dinar, are you comfortable
with
the process?
This has been extremely efficient, so thank you for giving me additional background on continuing education with the profession. And yeah, I don't have any new agenda items. This is a very good committee system that I've seen for the first time. So.
Well, thank you. We should invite you to more of our committee meetings, Mr. Dinar. You're welcome. Dr. Flowers and I serve on the application review committee too, which generally is psychology board members. So we do a quick meeting, don't we, Dr.?
Yes.
When we close. So I do have one little suggestion, and I think I can discuss it here with staff. It's not an item per se. But I've noticed that some files, and I don't know if somebody else has noticed this, they don't open up when you click on the file. You have to download it to open. And some open up when you click on it. I don't know whether it's a different way of uploading the material, but I've noticed it from the last board meeting and this meeting. So I just wanted to draw to your attention.
Yeah, I'll chime in on that as well. I have had the same problem, but then when I downloaded the PDFs, I was able to open them and see all of the pages.
Madam, but sometimes you can just click on it and all of it.
Madam Chair, this is Ms. Poe. I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe it's due to the size. I believe the smaller files open up quickly, and you can preview and read them, and I believe the larger files are the ones that you have to wait for the download on.
Mm-hmm. It really wasn't that. It was for every single file but the first two.
Okay.
And it could be 4 pages long. It's just something, prior to this last board meeting, it worked just fine, you know. I noticed that the first time at the application review committee, I almost wrote to you saying, hey, pages are missing, and then I looked at the document and it said 1 to 20 or 1 to 10, and I realized then, oh, there are pages in there. So then when I hit the download, which means it creates a file on our computer, which I don't like, because then I have to go and delete it from all sorts of places in my computer, like, you know, my trash, and, you know, so from a confidentiality standpoint. I mean, I can understand if it's a really large file, but this is for, there's something going on in the upload that is slightly different. So I don't know what it is, but I just thought you should know.
Madam Chair, committee members, this is Kathy. We can check with IT and see if they've made a change that's causing this, but on our end, as staff, we're doing it exactly the same as we have been. But there may have been a change in the background in the program that's affecting it. So we could check on that for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be nice to see what's going on, because from a security standpoint, you know, the more you, like, you know, when I looked at Dr. David McIntyre, I'm able to scroll right through all of his, and his is pretty long, probably, I forget how many, 34 pages. And then the next one, Emily Poster, I couldn't scroll through hers, and it's only 10 pages. So those are two good examples. So I had to download Dr. Poster's.
Madam Chair, committee members, what browser are you using? Are you in Google Chrome or something else?
But yes, it's the same browser for both files.
Sometimes it affects how, like in Firefox, Mozilla Firefox, you can't download you can't see anything. You have to like download them all. Different browsers affect.
I'm using Chrome.
Chrome. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted, because I need to be able to tell IT. Okay. We'll talk to IT and see if we can get in. I appreciate that. Yeah. I want to also tell the committee members that it was Krishna who made this so smooth. She handled everything. This was all hope this meeting.
Thank you, Krishna.
Huge amount of review.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, the review was just, and you know, I had the minutes in front of me and the review, and then I looked at the materials, made it very smooth. So thank you. Well, we can move to the next item, which is adjournment. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Second? Do I hear a second? Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion approved. We are adjourned. Thank you again, everybody, and have a good week and stay safe.